Welcome to Camcast Kids. We're the podcast for kids, by kids. Our hosts and guests bring fun, inspiration, and motivation as kid and teenpreneurs work together with the CAM Project. The CAM Project is the Take Action nonprofit organization to inspire, influence, and impact kids and teens worldwide. Our Camcast Kids host is an 11-year-old how-to baker, social media influencer, and CEO of Whisk It With Flava. She interviews youth, facilitates interactive activities, and shares tips, creative ideas, and advice in developing businesses. Now, introducing co-founder of the CAM Project, Miss Ava Hurley. Camcast Kids.
Hello, everyone. It's Ava. And today, my special guest is a co-author. She's an entrepreneur, and she's absolutely amazing. Introducing Kate Williams.
Hi, Ava. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Thank you so much for accepting the interview request. Today, we're going to be talking about Kate's business, and we're going to be talking about why she chose to have a business and all the things that happened about it. So to start off, I want to know what your business is and how'd you start it and why?
Okay, so I'm the founder of Kids Can Save Animals. That's my business. I have a whole website. It's called kidscansaveanimals.com. On there, I have my book featured, and I have Club 15, which I'll tell you all about. So my business is kidscansaveanimals.com that I started around 3 years ago.
That's awesome. Do you have a reason why you started it?
Yes. So when I first went on safari to Africa, I was 7 years old and I met Michelle. She was my first ever girl game driver. And she told me that humans are killing animals. And it made me so sad. I had to do something to help. So I wrote a book. It's called Let's Go on Safari. And then after that, my activism was launched off. So now I have kidscansaveanimals.com to say that advocacy has no age limit.
That's amazing. Because you obviously love animals. Do you have any pets yourself?
Yes, I do. I have one dog. His name is Boomer. He's a Great Pyrenees. And yes, I love animals. I've been to Africa 3 times and I'm going again this summer. And my favorite animal is the cheetah. There are only 7,000 left and I love it so much. It's on the front cover of my book.
Wow, only 7,000. So little.
Yes, it's really sad.
I'd love to go to Africa. You get to see all the safari animals.
Yes, it's awesome seeing animals in their natural habitats.
I know the whole concept of the business is to save animals, but how would people save animals over technology?
Okay, so I recently watched Club 15, where kids can go on, and I'm interviewing technologists, activists, scientists, and they're teaching us how they're saving animals. And one of the really cool aspects of Club 15 is the learning lab. Kids can log onto the learning lab and teach their computer how to see. This is called computer vision. So we don't have rhinos and elephants to work with out in the wild, so we use fruit. You can teach your computer how to recognize an apple and banana. And this teaches kids that it's no different than a camera trap identifying a poacher out in the wild. And the coolest thing is that once you know the basics of computer vision, you can build it.
You have a club, which is called Club 15.
Yes.
And I know it's where people can join it and they can help save the animals. But what exactly is Club 15?
So Club 15, it's a big page. I'm interviewing multiple different people and they're saying how they're saving animals. And we have links to all of their work so you can join them, learn what they're doing and take action. And if you are so obsessed with books you love reading, we have authors like Stuart Gibbs. You might've heard of him, he's pretty popular. And so you can take action, learn what he's doing and all the amazing things all our other guests are doing.
I've seen the video, the Microsoft video that you were in. And I wanted to know, how did you manage to partner with them?
When I first saw Microsoft, it was on their Project 15 video. We were both on a COVID televised really fundraiser, and they were playing their Project 15 video. And at the beginning of the video, it said, every 15 minutes, we lose one elephant from our planet. So I contacted them and I said, what about kids? Can kids help? Can kids join Project 15? And Sarah Mastin, she said yes. So now I've been working with Sarah Mastin and her team to create Club 15.
It's really cool how you got Microsoft to join with you in saving the animals. I really love that because I love animals too. And I really don't want safari animals and other wilderness animals to go extinct because they're really special and there's not many of them left.
Definitely. And I mean, lots of adults are figuring out now that it's up to our generation. And if we don't take action now, there won't be elephants in 10 years.
And that's pretty sad for the little kids. They won't have elephants and they won't have really exotic animals with them.
Yes, that's exactly why we need to take action.
So with all this work that you're using for Kids Can Save Animals and Club 15, do you go to school or do you do homeschool?
I do go to school. I go to Trinity Episcopal School in Austin, Texas. And sometimes I have to miss some school to get my Club 15 interviews done, but it's awesome and I still go to school all the time. So yes, I still do go to school.
Are you on summer break yet?
So almost. Thursday is our last day. Then we're going to be off for the summer.
I was done last Thursday, so I've had the week off.
Oh, that's fun. I'm so excited for the summer.
I am too, because I'm going to go to camp for 6 weeks in New York, and it'll be really exciting.
That's so much fun. Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm going to Africa this summer, and I'm going to see Michelle, and I'm so excited to reunite with her. And we're going to be doing lots of conservation things. I love cheetahs, so we're going to be doing some cheetah tracking. And pangolins, they're the most poached animal on the planet, and I've never seen them before, and we're going to try to find one and track them.
That's so cool. I want to come.
I know. I'm really excited.
Now we know what you're doing for the summer, but are you going to work on Kids Can Save Animals? And are you going to work on Club 15 during the summer?
Yes. So Club 15, I'm already doing more interviews. So this first club we have is around biodiversity. That's all of our guests that they're passionate about during this club. But we're also going to have more clubs about oceans, rainforests, deforestation, clean water. So if you're a kid and you're really passionate about saving the oceans, you can just go to the Ocean Club 15 and you can learn all about all the amazing things you can do to help. But right now I'm working on biodiversity and we're hopefully going to have a new thing like oceans or clean water.
That's amazing because most of the oceans are really dirty and filled with trash, and that really kills all the animals on land and in the water. Clean water would really help them out. So when you were 7, I believe you started, well, you co-founded a book with Michelle?
Yes, so Michelle is my co-author, and all of the sales go to support organizations that are helping to save animals, Global Wildlife Conservation, the Shojik Wildlife Trust, and the Jane Goodall Institute.
And you said you put your favorite animal, which is a cheetah, on the front cover,
yes,
which I saw. What'd you really write the book? Like, what'd you put in the book?
I wrote all about my safari journeys and everything I learned from Michelle. And then Michelle pitched in with all of these facts about animals. And then at the back of the book, we have all of these amazing websites like the Shojik Wildlife Trust, where you can go and adopt a baby elephant. And we have all these ways that you can help save animals.
I didn't know you could adopt baby elephants.
Yes, so you can go to the Shojik Wildlife Trust website and you can adopt a baby elephant, and every month you get updates on him, and it's really like you're there in Kenya.
I want a baby elephant.
I know! You can totally adopt one. They're not that much money and it really helps the Shojik Wildlife Trust.
I might have an elephant at the end of this video.
Definitely.
How much money have you raised with the whole business and the club and stuff, and in how much time did you do it?
Okay, so I've raised around $25,000. My book has raised around $15,000. And I also have this other campaign, Quarters for Koalas. It raised like about $9,000. It's when the fires broke out in Australia and 1 billion animals died. I started Quarters for Koalas at my school when everyone pitched in quarters, and we ended up having lots of money. And my marketing director, Magdalene, also did it at her school because we were really trying to help the koalas. And the cool thing about Quarters for Koalas is we have a whole Quarters for Koalas page on my website where you can go download the presentation and do a campaign at your school.
That's awesome. We really have to save the animals all over the world, not just in one place like a safari. We really have to go to forests. We have to go to marine animals. We have to go to every single animal, even house pets.
Definitely.
They need to be saved too. Do you travel for Club 15 or you just stay in the heart of your home?
Well, I've been staying at my house now because of COVID, but I have gone to Born for USA. They are here in Texas where I live. It's a secret monkey sanctuary, and we have a whole episode on them. You get to talk to Dr. Liz Tyson. We get a behind-the-scenes tour. It is one of the largest monkey sanctuaries. They save monkeys that were in laboratories, kept as pets, and you learn why the illegal pet trade is terrible and you should never have animals as pets.
Oh, monkeys are very cute.
Yes, you can learn so much more about monkeys on her episode. She does so much work for them, and it's incredible.
Did you travel for your own business as well?
Yes, for the book, I traveled a lot. I went to Africa. Probably two times I went is research for the book, you know, getting more experiences, learning as much as I can to put it into the book.
We're done with the whole businesses. I learned so much about everything you do to help save the animals, and I would love to help that. And I have this one question that I ask everyone I interview. It started with one of my friends because I knew what dream car she really wanted. And some people are like, I don't know. But some people are just like, I want this specific car. So I'm going to ask you, what type of car would you want when you're able to drive?
A Jeep, because on safari, they have these really cool Jeeps. Michelle has actually lived in her Jeep for over a year. And so that's definitely the car I want, a safari Jeep.
Ooh, I might want a Jeep. Jeeps are cool, but they're very dangerous.
Yeah, I would try to get a safe one like hers. I think that would be fun.
It'd be fun because you could just like crawl in the trunk and just go like on an off-road. If you helped partner with the CAM project, what would you do to help us?
Well, it's very awesome. All the things you're doing, it's great that you interview all these people. And I think the work you do is great. And it's really important to encourage other kids to take action. And they need to know that advocacy has no age limit. You can take action now. You don't have to wait till you're an adult.
Yes, you can take action in the way you're doing it by saving the animals. You can take action in a way by helping homeless people or in a way by helping, and you can help anyone by taking action, and you can help do anything by doing it. And you don't have to be like 30 or 20 something or older. You can be like 7 or like you were when you wrote the book, or you could be like 12 when people are doing so many amazing things for adults. Kids help adults, adults help the kids, and it's just a big circle.
Definitely, everyone can take action. Thank you so much for interviewing me today. It was great getting to tell you about everything. And everybody, go to kidscansaveanimals.com and learn all the amazing things you can do to take action.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Has your kid monetized or thought about raising funds based on a passion, hobby, or skill? Maybe they've set up a lemonade stand, sold baked goods, started a podcast, create gifted art, teach kids crafts on social media, graphic design, or engineer concepts. We would love to consider them as potential guests on CAMcast Kids. Also accepting applications for parents, educators, mentors, entrepreneurs, mental health specialists, and youth advisor on the CAMcast, hosted by Ava's mom, Samara Hurley. Visit thecamproject.org to apply for a spot on CAMcast Kids. Remember to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and our YouTube channel.